The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
I wanted to talk about short sales today. It's a great opportunity for buyers and a way for sellers to avoid a foreclosure.
So what do buyers, because that's what we're doing this week, what do buyers need to know about short sales?
Well, they need to know that short sales can be great bargains, but the process is lengthy and it can be quite difficult. So the first thing you want to do is get help from a realtor experienced in short sales. He or she can help you do a number of things. First, they can help you identify homes being offered as short sales. They can help you determine a purchase price, and they can advise you on what to include in your offer to make it attractive to the lender. When you interview realtors, you want to focus on a couple of important things. You want to ask them how many buyers they've represented in short sales and how many of these buyers have actually successfully closed on the transaction. And by the way, realtors who specialize in this often have a professional designation called an SFR. That stands for Short Sales and Foreclosure Resource.
Yeah, you'll probably need some other pros on your side in this kind of deal as well.
Yes, indeed. You need a real estate attorney and you need a title expert. So your title officer can do a title search to identify all the liens attached to a property that you're interested in. Now, you need to know that each lien holder has to consent to a short sale. So buyers beware, a property with multiple liens, like first and second mortgages, mechanics and condominium liens, or homeowners association liens, is going to be a lot harder to purchase. And title search is just, as an FYI, I'll run you around $250 to $300 up front.
Yeah, this is money that a lot of people say, what's title search for? It's generally free and clear, and I don't understand why I'm paying this money. But in the case of a short sale or foreclosure, where you're dealing with people who have had money problems for a while, and as you say, there might be a lot of liens, this is really money well spent.
Absolutely.
Okay, now, knowing what to offer on a short sale, that's kind of tricky.
Yes, it is, because you have to keep in mind that the lender is going to be losing money on this sale. But of course, they want to minimize that loss as much as possible. So don't offer way less than the home's fair market value, because that kind of offer won't be attractive to the lender. Again, the realtor can really help you determine the smartest offer to make.
Talked about that these kind of deals can take more time. Where does the time factor come into this?
First, the sellers have to agree to your purchase offer. Then they give the offer to the lender, along with documentation to convince the lender that, you know, they should agree to this sale, that it's a good offer. Then the lender approval process can take weeks or even months, longer if the lender counteroffers and you go back and forth a few times. And remember, we talked about those, the title search and the lien holders. If lien holders are involved, you have to add even more time, because each can make a counteroffer or reject your offer. Now, I know folks have been waiting for more than 6 months to get a response to an offer on a short sale, so you really have to be patient. If you're in a hurry, short sales probably aren't for you.
Well, what about financing? How might that differ?
Well, it's a lot like being approved for any house, really. You want to be pre-approved when you go into the market. You want to have as large a down payment as you can. You want to be flexible on your closing time, be able to close at any time. You want to have good credit, especially today. And you want to avoid bringing a contingency to sell your current house to the table, because that just makes everything more complicated for the lender.
All right. Anything else?
Yes. Get an inspection so you're fully informed about the home, just like you do with any other house. Very important before you make the purchase offer. Also, be aware that lenders aren't likely to approve an offer asking for repairs or credits for such work. So if you have a home inspection, it finds some things wrong, you can't really ask, so can we, you know, can you give us credit for that back? Not going to work so well in a short sale. You're really looking at an as-is situation. So it's good to know the home's issues as you budget your offer, because you're going to have to fix whatever the problem are out of your pocket. You can visit houselogic.com/radio for links to more information on short sales and foreclosures.
Great information, Pamela. Important information before people decide whether to consider a short sale and what to know going into this thing. Okay, houselogic.com. Pamela Gertz-Kabadi, thank you, as always, for being with us in Real Estate Today.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.